I love him so. Of joy. Lord, the joy that you give to us, Lord, we cannot find it in this world. This is why, Lord, we are here to say how much we love you, Father, because you first love us. Lord, you demonstrated that love, Lord, that you left the portals of heaven. Lord, came in the form of man to become flesh, Lord, so that you can take our place. You became us, Lord, that we might become you, Lord. Father, I pray that you will open our understanding this afternoon, Lord, to know, Lord God, that we are so privileged that you have chosen us, Lord. For you said, it's not we who have chosen you, but you have chosen us before the foundation of the world. That we can stand here this afternoon recognizing, Lord, who we are. Lord, you choose us that we would be the manifested sons of God. And Father, we know we can do nothing without you. So we pray this afternoon, Lord, that you will come as you promise. Where two or three are gathered in my name, that I'll be in the midst to bless. And Father, we are depending on you, that you will give the unction, Lord, to minister the word this afternoon. Though, Lord, I stand here as your servant, Lord, I'm just worth, as the prophet said, a little more, less than 84 cents. And Father, we are nothing. But we know that when you come, Lord, there is something within us, Lord, that will cry out. We thank you, Lord, for the worship. We thank you for the specials, Lord. We thank you for the testimonies. But Lord, now that we stand here in your presence, Lord, we depend on you to open the word, and that, Lord, you will give the unction and minister to our hearts this afternoon. Take the flesh out of the way, Lord, and let, oh God, every eyes be focused, Lord, on thee this afternoon. May Christ be seen and glorified. Lord, take every spirit now under thy control. And Father, let the Holy Spirit have the preeminence. That we would say it was good to be in thy house, Lord. Have your way. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, saints. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I must thank Pastor Nelson and the saints here at Perfect Love Tabernacle. I don't think you could be under any better banner than that of Perfect Love. And I know I'm standing in the midst of a people that who know what perfect love is. Amen. And I can already sense that love. I've always sensed it since I've been coming here. And I must thank your pastor for giving me at such short notice the opportunity to stand here to minister to you. But I'll just ask you to just keep me in your prayers. Amen. And trust that the Lord will bless us this evening. Amen. I bring you greetings from our little tabernacle back in New York, Preach the Gospel Tabernacle. And just remember us to pray, you know, pray for us as we are over there. We need your prayer. You know, as brethren, you know, that's what characteristic of us, you know, is having the love one for the other. Amen. He says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Amen. It's not how much mystery. That's the mystery. Amen. When the love of God is made manifest in our hearts. Amen. So not to take up too much of your time, if you can turn to the Word of God this afternoon, to the book of Job. Job, reading from the first chapter, we just read a little. Chapters 1 in Job. Reading the very first three verses there, and then we will go down to verses 6, and then over to Job 14, but Job chapters 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God, and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and very great household, so that his man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And we just go down to verses 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man, an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Now we can go over to chapters 14. Reading from verses 1. A man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Now we'd just like to jump down a little bit there, verses 7. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not escape. Let's go down to verses 10. But a man dieth and wasted away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the water fail from the sea, and the flood decayed and dried up, so man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Now, we can find also in Job 20, verses 25. I'll just read this quickly. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And I just want to read from one more scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapters 15. Reading from verses 51 in 1 Corinthians. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall be have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For so much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now may the Lord God add his blessing to the reading of his word. You may have your seat, saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. I would just like for a little subject here, saints, to preach to you a little on wait till my change come. Amen? Amen. Amen. Wait till my change come. Amen. Now, I'm certain we are not satisfied as we see ourselves today. Amen. Amen. Even though we believe the word, we believe in Jesus Christ, we have been sitting in, you know, church for many a years, and we've been hearing the voice, amen, of God's prophet, and you know that has given us, you know, something to really shout about, amen, something to rejoice about, amen. But even though when we shout and we rejoice, you know, when we leave this place this afternoon, we are still in this body, amen. We will go home, and those shouting and those rejoicing sometimes will become history, and then we have to deal with the reality, amen, of the pains, of the suffering, of the sickness, amen. And we are not getting younger, we are getting older. So even though we shout, amen, this body is showing age, amen. Even though we shout, this hair is getting gray, amen. But what will make us really rejoice, amen, at the last trump, amen, one day we will hear that, amen. Praise God, and saints of God, we will be changed. Hallelujah. So don't get tired. Amen. Don't get weary. Amen. Serving the Lord, your change will come. Amen. Wait for your change. It will come. They that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. Amen. They will mount up with wings as an eagle. Amen. And you know why the scripture types us to be an eagle? An eagle has a way it can renew its strength. It can be young again. Amen. And saints of God, we are waiting on that change. Amen. But just to give you a little background this afternoon. Amen. Now we see here, as we just read, Job was a perfect man. Amen. An upright man. And also a holy man. Amen. And also the scripture says he was a man full of substance. Amen. For he had many cattle. He had many asses. He had many camels. Amen. He had riches. substance. And you know, for many of us who have, you know, were not born here in North America, we have left countries where we feel we didn't have substance. Amen. So we made the sacrifice to come to North America so that we can work. Amen. To obtain substance. Amen. And you know, when you look at what you can achieve as we come here in North America, you know, we get better education, we get better medical facilities, we get better living conditions. Amen. We have a better home, we have a better car, we have a better of everything. Better supermarkets, amen. Better stores, better everything, amen. And you know, your brothers and sisters back home and relatives back home, they will, you know, long to want to come here because this is a place of substance. Amen. So we see here Job was a man full of substance. Amen. But that was not all that we should possess. Because if you read the book of Hebrews 11, it says faith is a substance. Amen. Faith is not a Mercedes-Benz. Faith is not a master's degree. Faith is not a country. But faith is a substance. A substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So today we need faith. Amen. That we are not seeing, but yet still we hope and we believe that one day, amen, we will see that change. Amen. Now, like I said, you can have the substance that you work so hard for in this country. And what you fail to realize is that you're getting older every day. I'm staying right now as my base camp, my parents' home. And you know, my dad, he's now 83. My mom is approaching 80. And when I look at them, you know, as children, many of us sometimes we want to know, well, okay, as they're getting older, maybe they will die. And I wonder what they will leave for me. Amen. Because, you know, I'm certain daddy loved me so much. I wonder if he'll leave the house for me. I wonder if he will leave the car for me. And some of us, we can't wait for them to die. Amen. Because we have our eyes on those substance. But saints of God, the things that we see, why should we hope for? You don't need faith. Amen. For what your father have. You already see it. But I want faith to hope for that which I can't see. Something that is eternal. Something that will not change. Something that will remain forever. Amen. So we see here, this was a man of substance. And as we read, there was a time when the sons of God, let me just read. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Why are we here today? Are we here to see the pastor? Are we here to see a brother or sister? Why do we dress the way we dress? Because we are presenting ourselves. Why do we worship the way we worship? Because we are presenting unto God a holy sacrifice. But do you know, as much as you present yourself, the enemy is present? He will want to bring a sleepy eye. He will want to bring a tired body. He would want to affect your memory of the things you have done in the past so that it can trouble you. The pastor may say something nobody never told him, but it affects you. And if you don't have the right mind, you will think he's getting at you. Amen. But God knows. Amen. That enemy is so supple. He will come not only in the disco, but where he loves to come is where the sons of God present themselves. Amen. So that he can blind your eyes. He can close your ears. He can close your heart. He can put enmity within you so that you wouldn't get your blessing. Amen. So we see here, saints. But in as much as the enemy is here, God is here too. Amen. And the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan. So if you believe you don't have someone on your side, read the word of God. He knows when you assemble yourself. Because he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am personal. I'm not yesterday, not tomorrow. I'm now present in the midst to bless. Now you can't see Satan with your eyes, but he's here. You may not see God with your eyes, but he's here. Amen. Now Satan comes to accuse. He doesn't come to bless. So when you speak to a brother and sister, you listen to them. Well, you see that sister? You see that brother? You come to talk. You come to talk name. But God come to bless. Amen. So God said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered, Lord, and said, from going to and fro in the earth. So if you think he's only here, he's all over the earth. In every service. Trying to accuse the brethren. Amen. But God knows. Now I don't want to hurt anybody feeling here. He knows our hearts. I come from America. Some of you might be seeing me for the first time. I'm now being introduced to you. But God know you before I know you. So when God look in the midst, there were sons of God there. Amen. But God said to Satan, have you considered Job? Saints of God, our experience is individual. He even says, Satan, have you considered Perfect Love Tabernacle? That's just a name. But we are dealing with individuals. So God singled out Job. Amen. Saints, we are here on this earth for a purpose. Your parents and my parents had great plans for our lives. They babied us, gave us the best milk, the best pampers, gave us the best home, gave us the best education. And for many parents today, that is what is most important, a good education. Now, nothing is wrong with that. But that's earthly. That's scientific. Amen. For the knowledge of this world is foolishness to God. And the knowledge of God is foolishness to this world. You may want to know why this church can't burst out and have thousands and millions here. Because the knowledge that is being shared here today is not what they want. But there are some Jobs here today. And I trust we are all Jobs. Amen. So saints of God, God singled out. He said, have you considered Job? Now Satan also knows your situation. Amen. Satan looked and he said, God, because he has great substance, because he has a lot, that's why he will come to worship. But what if he doesn't have? Now the battle begins. And saints of God, before the battle begins, God has a son and a daughter prepared for that battle. He just doesn't throw you into it like that. He prepares you. So that when the battle comes, even though you may not understand, even though you may not really can't comprehend what is happening, God knows that he chose you for that battle. Amen. So God was confident that Job was able for the battle. When you want to speak of the love of God, that's what the love of God is. God love is not to give us the best car. God love is not to give us the best job. God love is not to give us the best education. But God love is to prove you are his son. and he will come to you. Amen. He will make himself known to you. He knows that you will overcome because he has the confidence in you. For whatever comes your way, you are more than able. Now consider ourselves not lucky, fortunate, and blessed to know that God have chosen you. And God is so confident in you. When you didn't even know it, before the foundation of the world, he knew that you would be made manifest today. That he is confident that you are more than able to overcome not only sickness, not only poverty, not only distress, but you will overcome the greatest enemy. Death will be destroyed. Death can't hold you. You possess death. When you possess something, you own it, you control it, you can say to it, you are my servant. Death serves you. Death don't destroy you. That's what a son of God is. A man that fear God always has a burden for his family. And that burden is not just to provide what you need, but that burden is to see them saved. That burden is to know that they know him. We feel proud and we put on the back of our cars, my son is a student of Princeton University. My son is a graduate. My son is a doctor. All the substance of this world will fail. But when you can put, my son knows his God. When you can put, my son knows his Redeemer. Regardless you may go, you know your son possess a substance that is called faith, that nothing can take his life away from God. So Job, like many of us' families, fathers and mothers, even though we may claim to be message believers, we have great battles at home. We can give birth to our children. And that birth comes by a woman. Amen? And Job said, every man that is born of a woman is but a few days. And full of trouble. So no matter how much money I have in a bank account, no matter how much in university degree I give to you, there is trouble. And there is but a few days. You will die. Doctors will die. Presidents will die. Great men will die. And they go to the grave. And all you have, R.I.P. Rest in peace. And you are history. Because we are born of a woman. When Job looked in nature, he saw the botany life. He saw the trees. You see, you can cut a tree down. And I observe. It may look as though it will die. But it will come up again. We live in a country where we know there are four seasons. And when it comes to winter, just before winter, you call it fall. So the green leaves would get yellow and brown and they will fall. And the trees will start to look as though they are dead. But the life goes down into the root from whence it came. You and I have a root. He said, I am the root and the offspring of David. And Job saw that come spring, there will come a sprout again. There will come leaves again. But in the fall, the leaves were yellow, orange, green, beautiful. And do you know, in nature, even in the fall, the trees look more beautiful? So it shows you there's beauty in that. That you take your cameras and you search. You go up upstate and you go to the mountains and you look at the beauty of the fall. But when a man dies, when a man falls, when we go to the funeral, you can tell when a man is dead. Not looking at him, but look how the people dress to come to the funeral. Everybody in black. You know what black signifies? Amen. Death. Mourning. So we come to mourn the dead. But thank be to God. There's no mourning for the sons of God. Amen. Now I told my wife, I said, you know, well, God's willing, if it is that I have to go to the grave, promise me one thing. Don't wear no black. Look bright. Look beautiful. When the trees are falling, they look beautiful. See the colors. There's beauty in this life. Amen. So Job saw the trees coming up. And you know when those leaves come back, they don't come back yellow or orange, but they come green again. If you die at 60 or you die at 84, when you come back, you're not coming back at 84. You're not coming back with a stick. You're not coming back with a pain, but you're coming green again. You're coming back in your fullness of life. You're not coming back with a gray hair. So you don't have to put any just for men. What you gotta put is more of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I'm not worried about death. I'm not worried how I'm gonna look over there. Because I have a revelation what I look like over there. I'm coming back in my plume. There was a time I could have run 100 meters. I don't know if I can do that now. Because this life, which is born of a woman, will fail. So what we need today is a born again experience. Amen. So saints of God, Job had a revelation of this mortal. Because God had to give him an experience. Amen. He had to come to such a place. Now you know the, I can't go into all of it. But he had to come to such a place where it was him and God alone. This has nothing to do with the brothers and sisters. This has nothing to do with friends. This has nothing to do with parents. This is between you and God. Job said when that revelation struck him, I know my Redeemer liveth. And not only did he know his Redeemer liveth, but he said he will stand on the earth. So Job knew he was coming to the earth. Even though Job didn't see him manifest physically, but Job saw it by faith. Hallelujah. He's gonna come and stand on the earth. And saints of God, God had to fulfill that. Now we know that Job is the oldest book in the Bible. And you know, Brother Ram explained, he says, you know, Abraham, when his wife Sarah was getting old and, you know, getting down, he knew she was going to die. Abraham, by inspiration, bought a burial ground. Amen? Not just any burial ground. But Brother Abraham says, Abraham knew where Job was buried. Because he had a revelation that Job knew that when God come and he stand on the earth, amen, he will rise because he know him in the power of his resurrection. So Abraham made sure he chose a ground where he knew Job was. So when he buried Sarah there, he didn't only make a place for Sarah, but he made sure a place for himself and for his sons, because he knew God will stand on the earth. Abraham knew there's nothing his mother could have done to give him new life. But they were waiting. They were all waiting for their change. And when God met Moses on the mount, amen, Moses, the ground you stand on is holy ground. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am not a God of the dead, but I'm a God of the living. Church, you're not a dead people, but you're alive in Christ. And he will call your name. How did God know Abraham's name? How did he know Jacob's name? How did he know Isaac's name? Because your name is in the Lamb's book. The same God that told Satan, consider Job, is the same God that said, Moses, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of I am the God of Jacob. Today, if only we can shout to know that God knows your name. To live in this world, you have to eschew evil. And only the sons of God has the power to do that. Like I said, though I'm close to my wife as a husband, to my sons, God has blessed us with 4 sons. They were birthed through my wife. But the life came from my seed. Amen. And saints of God, not because I'm a pastor, not because I believe the message, not because God sent a prophet, that I can say that my sons are all safe. I know it's hard to say that. But one thing I know, they all must have their own experience. They all must know God and confess it with their own mouth, with their own faith. He is my Redeemer. And the only way they can make that confession is when they have a new birth. You know, they have a saying, the mother and the boys are always very close. Somehow the mother have a lot of influence in the boys. Now that's fine. It's good to be parents, good to love your sons. But saints of God, they have to have a revelation. And as much as they know her as their mother, they will die. But when they know that they have the new birth, and that doesn't come by a woman, but it can only come by the Spirit. Amen? So saints of God, I'm praying for them that God will give them that revelation. That's why God said, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. Because not because Isaac was Abraham's son, Isaac had the revelation. Not because Jacob was the son of Isaac, Jacob had a revelation. Because he had respect. Respect for the birthright. Jacob had, amen. Sorry, Isaac had 2 sons. A prophet had 2 sons. Jacob. Amen. And Esau. God said, Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. Now tell me, Can you and I give predestination to our children? Same father, same mother, but different births. Amen. God said, I hate Esau. And Isaac loved Esau. We can love our children. Love them so much that we want to give them the inheritance. But it's who God chooses. Because God knows this afternoon who have respect to the birthright. And without that birthright, you have no inheritance. You can pray as much as you want to pray. You can sing as much as you want to sing. But unless you have that birthright, unless you have that Holy Ghost, you have no authority to pray in His name. Because why? You are not His son. You can only repeat. You can only quote. But when you have a revelation of who you are, you may make mistakes. Like Jacob made mistakes. But God knew his heart. Because Jacob knew that when I come to the service, what matters is not my presence, but what matters is that I receive that birthright. And I will not leave. I will not stop fighting, but I will wait until my change comes. Now, as we see, life comes from two sources. By the way of a woman, which is earthly, which is flesh, which is mortal, which is corruptible. You can live in the most developed country in the world. It wouldn't stop sickness. Because sickness comes as a result of sin. A developed world doesn't have the power to overcome sin. There is only one thing can overcome sin. Amen. And that's by the new birth. You can live in the poorest country on the face of the earth. Have nothing, no substance. But once you have that faith in God's word, saints of God, you are a son of God. We can live in the most developed country, have all the substance, and we are nothing. Until you come to know him. Because it pleased God. It pleased God. It pleased God to put Job to the test. And when God puts you to the test, he takes everything away. He allows Satan to take everything away. But he's going to prove to Satan, you can take all you want, but you can't take his life. You can't touch that soul. That's where I dwell. So saints of God, don't hold on to this earthly substance. Don't hold on to this beautiful body. One day you'll be ashamed of it. This is one place you ask people what is their age, they're ashamed to say it. Because they don't want you to know how old they are. Because old means you're getting down. All means you have lost your beauty. So you try to put on some max factor. You try to wear the dress a little tighter. You try to show that 84 cents body that means nothing but corruption. And Job says it is full of trouble. Amen. So when you know him, saints, you will be like Paul. I give up all. I give up all to win Christ. For me to live now is Christ. He didn't just say Jesus. Because you see, there are many Jesuses in the world. But Jesus Christ. Christ is the anointing. Christ is God. Christ is the Spirit. Christ is the power. You know why you die is when the Spirit leaves the body. But he said, I'll never leave you. Not even in death, I'm there with you. Even if they try to push you in hell, I'm there with you. You can't kill God. Because God can't die. He's eternal. Amen? So saints of God, if a man dies, shall he live again? That was Job's question. Like I said, when he looked in nature, he saw the S-U-N rise in the morning, come up in his great strength at 12 o'clock. And as the day goes on, it dies. And it goes down. But in the morning, it comes up again. He looked in nature. The trees go down and they come up again. But what has happened with man? Why does he not come up again? But thank God for this message of the hour. In the message, marriage and divorce, Abraham says, that woman was that tree of good knowledge and evil. You see, the day you eat of that tree, that day you die. When a baby is born, saints, or before the baby is born, we have baby shower. We have gifts. Gifts. But not Holy Spirit gifts. You give the baby the best. Best cradle. Best clothes. Best of everything. That's why we're here. Because we want the best. But the best is zero. Saints, that baby will grow. Look beautiful, look sweet, but it will die. Because it is born of a woman. But also in the garden was a tree of life. And that tree was Jesus Christ. And that tree is the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So as long as you come as a woman, I don't care how much degrees you have, you will die. But when you are born of the Spirit of God, amen, you will not die, but you will live. For he said, as I live, so you shall live also. I was dead and I'm alive forevermore. The presidents of this country who have deceased, they're dead and gone. The Muslims have Muhammad, he's dead and gone. They are waiting for a resurrection for over thousands of years. But God sent his son. He also died. But he said, I have power to lay my body down. And I have power to pick it up again. He never called Mary mother. He always called her woman. Because he knew he wasn't born, amen, of the seed of a man. But he was born of the seed of God. And the seed of God, saints of God, is for a spiritual womb. He knew who he was. Satan came to him one day and said, if thou be. Think Satan, no. If thou be the Son of God. You know, the world tried to prove Mary gave Joseph blow. But Satan knew better. Said, if thou be the Son of God. I know you're hungry. And God has power. That whatever he says must come to pass. Turn these stones into bread. Jesus never answered him by his intellect and how he think. But Jesus quote the same word. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. He put Satan to him his place. If Satan comes this afternoon and say, if thou be, what would you say? Well, I'm a daily. Well, if you're a daily, you'll die. But when you know you're a son of God, you know you have the power. You know you have resurrection power. That nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen? So saints of God, we must know that for ourselves. It's not you being on the name or the register of Perfect Love Tabernacle. But it's your name on the Lamb's book. That's why he told the disciples, don't rejoice because you cast out demons. I can give you power to do that. You don't have to be a messy believer to have power to do that. The Pentecostals do that. A man that fear God can do that. Because he can give that. But he said, rejoice that your name is in the Lamb's book. Because he put it there. He knew Job. He knew Moses. He knew Abraham. We can quote these things, but what about you and me? We are more than members of Perfect Love Tabernacle. We are members of the body of Jesus Christ. And how you become members? By one spirit. Are we all baptized into one body? The same Holy Spirit in America is the same Holy Spirit in Canada. Because he doesn't change. Amen. Glory be to God. Now saints of God, in that seed there has to be resurrection power. Nature proves it. Amen. That Jesus said, if a grain of corn doesn't fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. Since that's what we fear most. We don't want to die. I'm not speaking of the coffin and the grave, but I'm talking about dying to ourselves. We must die. Yes, hallelujah. So that we can live again in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now in this mortal life, we will all have to face that gate of death. One day. Amen. No doctor. No medicine. No cosmetic surgery. No prescription earthly can change you. You need the power for the change. Amen. And that change will transform you. Amen. By transforming power. And only the Holy Ghost has that power. Amen. Now saints, death is not the end of all things. Some people feel, well, we can live how we want. When we die, that's it. But after the death comes the judgment. Amen. Because he made all things. Some to perdition. Some to salvation. Amen. Now Romans 8:1 says, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And John 3:7, amen, says a man cannot see the kingdom of heaven except he is born again. So you see why? No matter how much we love our earthly mothers, we can't see the kingdom that way. No matter how she tells you, you're a good boy. Esau was a good boy. But he despised the birthright. Amen, saints. You have to say, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. It's me, Lord. Amen. 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 No man can call Jesus Christ Lord. Amen. Except, the scripture says, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saints, all over the world, people are mentioning Jesus Christ. Those of you know what's going on in America. There was recently an interview between the imam that wants to build, you know, all the trouble there, the mosque in Ground Zero. And while interviewing, he was quoting the Bible. Amen. Telling them how when they slap you on one face, turn the other face. Well, let them do that, no? Amen. You can quote, but can you live it? When you don't have the power, you can't. Amen. Many people can quote scripture from Genesis to Revelation. But if you don't have that power, you are powerless. No man can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Not because somebody gave you a message book. Not because you know God sent a prophet. Even so, you can quote, yes, Jesus Christ is Lord, but you can't call him. He won't answer you. The only thing God hears is when that spirit of himself is speaking through you. He said, you don't know what you're praying for, but I know, because the spirit already has made intercession. The spirit already, you might know it, has made known to him what you have need of. Because when you pray, he doesn't see you. He sees himself. And the Holy Ghost and the Word is one. So anything he asks in his name, because the Holy Ghost has a name, Jesus Christ. That's why he said, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Because he's asking himself. He's speaking to himself. He can't deny his own word. You and I will fail, but the Holy Ghost will not fail. Because once he dwells in you, he will speak to his word, and his word has to come to pass. When he said one day, let there be light, he knew it was his word. That word could have never returned. Even if it took a million years, it had to accomplish. Light had to come forth because he spoke it by the Spirit. And one day, Joshua was in battle. Moses didn't take the children over, but Joshua was commissioned to take us over. God sent us a prophet. Man, flesh, he brought us this far. Amen. He has brought us to the border of our inheritance. But there's only one that can take you into your inheritance. That's not the prophet, but God the prophet himself. He will take you into your inheritance, Joshua. Because Joshua, by inspiration, knew your position. He knew in the land. He didn't just say, take the land. There is a place for you and me. Everybody can be a pastor. Everybody can be a pianist. Everybody can be an usher. Everybody can be a treasurer. But there is a place for you. Wait on God. Don't push for anything. You have a place. Once God calls you, he will place you. Because you know you're not the pastor's son or the pastor's daughter. Don't get jealous. Know your Redeemer. Know your God this afternoon. And wait on your God. Don't hurry. God is not in a hurry. There is an appointed time. And saints of God, you can't take that position until you're ready for adoption. You can't take that position until you're mature. You can't take that position until he places you as a son. We never saw Brother Branham, but we heard his voice. And we know that voice is the voice of God. Saints of God, when that voice begins to speak to you, you will have the right attitude. You will have the right inspiration.
I can say he's here. You got to know where he is. And then call him on the scene. So if anything is wrong with you today, if you're sick, whatever it is, that God of Pentecost is here. Amen. He is right here right now. So shall we all stand to our feet? Amen. And just let's be obedient. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I told the people, that you have to have dominion over your flesh, dominion over hand, feet. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's all stand to our feet. Amen. Now, as we sing the song, hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. God is so good. Come on, Sister Marilyn. Everybody now, oh God. Oh, let's lift our hands. Let's defy gravity right now. Brother Man says, we're going to defy gravity right now. Amen. Gravity said, keep your hand down. God said, lift your hand without wrath and doubting. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God. Brother Tony Daly, amen, from New York City. Hallelujah, God. Good. Come on, amen.
Stand still. Moon, stay there. And for 24 hours, if you ask science, how could the sun not moving and the earth not moving, it will fall out of orbit. Now, I don't have to figure that out. But when God speaks a word, saints of God, if he wants to stop time, God has the power to stop time. Because he created the sun. And he was in his son Joshua. And he was speaking through Joshua. You think it was Joshua? It was the Spirit of the Lord that anointed Joshua. Because before Moses left, he laid his hands on Joshua. And he prayed. And the anointing came upon Joshua. If you only wait in his presence and let them lay their hands, you will receive the power like Joshua. The sun stood still because a son of God had spoken. But church, we are not here to act. But God knows the appointed time. He said when that squeeze comes, you won't have to think what you have to say in that hour. You won't have to say, Brother Daly, could you find this message? Could you find this scripture? It will be in you now. Because now it has become made manifest in you. And when there is need for it, God will anoint you. Speak it. Amen. So Joshua spoke to the sun. Church, don't let this be history. That was another day. This is another day. Amen. We are not living in the days of Joshua. But we are living in the end time. God's prophet said if there's any time, any day, if God had given him the opportunity when he would want to live, he said, I will choose this day. So, but Brother Daly, we don't see the miracles like before. No sun standing still. People still sick. People still dying. But wait. Wait on the Lord. Be faithful. Be patient. The time is coming. Hallelujah. Church, look. This revelation is not for any certain group. That it is preached the gospel tabernacle in New York that you got to abandon this and come over there. When God pours out that anointing, it will be for his body. And his body is not only in one group. So even though you despise the body in some other group, God has a little Job there. God has a little predestinated son there. And the anointing will come at that hour to quicken him or her to meet the challenge for their day. God shares his glory with no man. I didn't come here to be a better pastor than Brother Nelson. I believe God has given you the best. And I believe you have the best. And you know where your blessing will come? Is when you respect. what God has given to you. Jacob had respect to the birthright. Amen, saints. I will come and go. I'm just a man. I'm just your brother. But what I'm desiring, you're desiring, is the same thing. And he promised, they that hunger and thirst, they shall be filled. Amen. As time is going, I want to just read some little quotes for you on why, what was the Holy Ghost given for? Remember Job, if a man die, shall he live? Church, we want that answer today. How will we live? God sent a message. Amen? The most powerful weapon we can, the earth has ever received, is this message of the hour. Because this message is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. This message is Christ. This message is not books and tapes, but this message is a person. This message is in you. This message is not in a group, but this message is in a person. This message is Christ, the Holy Ghost, anointing you for your position and your inheritance in his kingdom. This is when the kingdom will come. This is when the kingdom will be made manifest. This is what Job was waiting on. When my change comes, Job was waiting for this day. You love him? I'm reading here a little quote. He says, now, in this age that we are now living, listen, this age isn't it's beyond Pentecost. Now don't misinterpret. Pentecost has settled itself into organization. Because out there, they're speaking of Pentecost too. Right? There's an organized Pentecost. And there's a free Pentecost. Amen. There's one that has a jubilee. And there's one that binds you. For you to go free, you got to come out. You can't remain. Because church means called out. So this Pentecost have called us out of organization, of groups, of personalities, and bring us into the presence of the King. Brings us into the presence of the Lord. Because Jubilee means liberty. Jubilee means restoration. All that you lost, all that are taken from you, all will be given back to you. Your health, your strength, eternal life will come back to you, because that's what Pentecost you to. He says, but the church has moved on. It's gone into greater and more powerful. We may say, Lord, look what you did with Moses. What is happening now? But brother says the church has grown more powerful. Some of us, we have to see signs to believe. But Jesus said, blessed are they who have not seen, but yet believe. Amen, church. It's the restoration of gifts. So don't take it out to the church. Amen. Tongues. Come on. Amen. Come on. It's not, that is not just for assemblies of God. That's for the true Pentecost. Yeah. Amen. Any He says, many Pentecostal people don't believe in divine healing, ministry of angels, and powers of God. Many Pentecostals call these visions that I see the devil. Amen. Amen. Many organizations won't even have nothing to do with it. That's why saints, no matter what, you invite family. How long is the service? Y'all has been here too long. Brother Nelson preaching too long. The prophet said 4 to 5 minutes and close. Stay with that. Jesus said, if you hunger and you thirst, he said, seek ye first. We got too many possession out there to run out to the service. But if we know what we're supposed to possess, we'll wait on it. We'll wait on the Lord. Amen. Says here, just as the Methodists call Pentecost crazy for speaking in tongues, just as Lutheran call the Methodists crazy for shouting, but it's all coming forth of the Holy Spirit till the great church is being filled up and chugged full of the great power of Almighty God. Until it's got to a place, until the very works that Jesus done has manifest itself right in the church now. He says, we're close, friends. Brother Branham had that experience. But he know the church has to come to that experience. He says, we are close now. Amen. He says here, but notice, the birth produces something else. And now it's got to a place where the Pentecostal church with the new birth has been tested and tried. And now it's coming to a place. God doesn't deal with the church as just an organization. He doesn't deal with the church as a group of people. He deals with the church as an individual. Each individual in the church. And now it's going to a time, and it's so secret, we'll all see it. When a man proves, and God loves him, listen carefully, when a man proves, you see, God got to prove you, and God loves him, he takes him out somewhere to himself. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There in the front of angels, he does something for him. He lifts him up there in the presence of God and gifts him and fills him and sets him out. That's the age that we're living in. Remember, Jesus took Peter, James, and John on Mount, and there God lifted him up before angels. He was transformed. And Peter wanted to build 3 tabernacles. And God said, I didn't come here to build a tabernacle for Moses, but I come to build a tabernacle for my son. Hear ye him. I am well pleased. Please. Please to dwell in him. This is my son. I'm well pleased. God was pleased with Job. God was pleased with Enoch. What about you and me, church? The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. It says, same Holy Spirit that saved Luther, sanctified the Methodists, that baptized the Pentecost, is now setting in order coming of the Lord Jesus. He's setting in order. Amen. No confusion. When it's be so powerful, that body will come into this group of church. Yeah. Yeah. That body, not bodies, one body. Into this group of church that draws the rest of them from the grave. There'll be a resurrection. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. Now, I hope you understand this. What Brother Bram is saying, that when that power comes, when that body comes into the church, when this Holy Ghost, which is Christ Jesus himself, comes into the church, that change that Job was waiting on, That resurrection that Job was waiting on. Brother Brown says, when that power comes to the church, he said, we will draw. Those saints who have died and gone on before are waiting on this church, are waiting for this time that when you are positionally placed, church, the resurrection will take place. It is not for Jesus to come in the cloud and shout, but the shout is going to be in you. The voice is going to be in you. Christ will be here. It's a secret. Your ones who have died and gone on, you will say it and they will hear his voice. For the resurrection, Paul said we must know him in the power of his resurrection. If you think Jesus got to come in the cloud for them to hear, church, you're waiting long. But he will come to you first. The word will be in you. He will come to his bride. Church, Eve was in Adam. Amen. Life is in you. And it takes life to quicken the dead. This church will come to a life. Resurrection life. Eternal life. And church, they that are in the grave, the Bible says, they without us cannot be made perfect. They are waiting for the perfection. And that perfection is coming to you. His bride. He's been waiting for this all through the generations. He's been waiting for you and me. Amen. He says, what is the Holy Ghost? Without, he says, without us, they cannot be made perfect. They lived in one day under that. We live in another day. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, the Spirit, God, will raise a standard against it. He says, but now, when we need it, amen, the Spirit of God raises a standard. What is it? He pours in his Spirit that those who are resting out yonder in the grave or under the altar of God, as the scriptures say, are crying, how long, Lord, how long? They've been crying, waiting. Amen. God's waiting on you and me. The church is waiting on me and you. Adoption time. When God can pour into us his fullness. Pentecost had it in a measure. The Lutherans had it in a measure. Wesley had it in a measure. Luther had it in a measure. But church, this is the end. You will have it, not in a measure, but in the fullness. God will restore. Amen. Says here, his resurrection, that's what the church is waiting on. He said, now we are going to say, show after a while that just those who are filled with the Holy Ghost goes in that rapture. For the rest of the dead live not for the space of 1,000 years. That's right. Just Holy Spirit filled people was all that went in the rapture. Church, don't let the devil fool you that you're a message believer. But one said that won't go in the rapture. It's only the Holy Ghost filled people will go in the rapture. Paul says, since you believe, since have you received the Holy Ghost. Paul knew what he was talking about. He had that experience. Only when you have an experience you can talk. When you talk, it's just garbage. Amen. It says here, you're not converted until you've received the Holy Ghost. That's right. You are believing unto the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. It says here, he said, don't rejoice because the devil is subject unto you, but rejoice because your name is in the book. He said, look at Judas. He was chosen. He was commissioned to go cast out demons, pray, sick get healed. But when it came to the experience, when it came to the new birth, when it came the time of Pentecost, Brother Brown says Judas showed his colors. Amen. Amen. For there he betrayed the message.
Amen. That's it. Amen.
Hallelujah. But the rest went on to receive the Holy Ghost. So saints, that's what confirms you. Amen. Says here, he says, Brother Brown says there are two spirits. They are so close. That's why Judas was so close that they couldn't believe he was a deceiver. Church, don't look at organized Pentecost and think that's what God is talking about. It's going to be right among you. So close. Could be standing right behind this pulpit. So close. But what will make the difference is the Holy Ghost. See, without the Holy Ghost, you can't discern, you know, the error. You can't fool a person that has the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, if it was possible, even the elect would be deceived, but it is not possible. You can't fool a believer that has the Holy Ghost. Amen. He says, no man can call me Jesus, again, except by the Father draws him. What is eternal life? The Holy Spirit. Amen. That's eternal life. Eternal life. Take that word and run it through the Greek. Zoe. Amen. Eternal life, the Holy Spirit. He says here, I will do it. God said, not, no, if that and about it. Amen. All has come into eternal life.
Amen.
Now, it says here, God gave him as, now this is Abraham. Now you may say, well, all we have to do is only believe. That's fine. Brother said, that's all we can do. Only believe. But saints of God, he says here, God gave him a seal of circumcision. He was speaking here of Abraham. Amen. He says he had accepted his faith in him. And today, until God, you believe unto him when you accept him as your personal savior. But when God gives you the seal of the Holy Ghost, he seals you to your eternal destination. So saints, you must have that circumcision. Not just saying only believe. You're not sealed by believing unto, but sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Says the only way that you can say Jesus is Christ is by the Holy Ghost. And I'm just going here a little quick. Amen. God wants to bring the Holy Ghost in you to continue the same work that he was doing in Christ. The works wasn't so needy in the day of Luther. That was God's church. It wasn't but a little bit more needier in the days of Wesley, because the world, the Bible says, would get weaker. So the Holy Ghost has been moving. There was just a little breath of it with Luther. A little blow of it with Wesley. A deeper blow of it, amen, with the Pentecost. Now, the breath and the spirit has become the same. She's uniting together, bringing forth the same power, blow of the Holy Ghost like he did back there. In manifesting the same works that he did back there. Amen. It's being manifested right today. Amen. The same thing. He said, as the Father had sent me, so send I you. As the Father, how did the Father send him? The Father that sent him come down from heaven and dwelt in him. He went forth. He said, I always do what the Father, you know, that what pleases the Father. See, he went about doing the things that the Father was showing him to do. I do nothing except my Father show me. Amen. First, the God that sent him was on the inside of him. And as the Father sent me, the same way the Father sent me, so I send you. What is it? God in you. Carrying on what the same works. The same Jesus said, he that believeth that he has... He that believeth, he that has me on the inside of him, the Holy Spirit, he that believeth, that's already witnessed my resurrection.
Yes, sir. Wow. Hallelujah.
As the Father had sent him, the same Father came down from heaven and dwelt in him. Jesus said, I do nothing except the Father show me. Brabham says, all you see what you've been seeing going on, it's not me. But it's he that doeth the work. That's why he said, don't try to add or take anything away. Don't try to interpret. Say what I say. That's why that angel told Peter and James, hear ye him. Jesus said, as the Father sent me. Listen, church, this is our part now. We got to know our part in the scripture. He says, so I send you. But I won't send you with just your intellectual knowledge of the message. I won't send you with somebody quoting. I won't send you to preach what Brother Nelson preached, but I will be in you. I will speak through you. So as I stand here this afternoon, I must know that he has sent me and he is speaking through me his word. Amen. We're coming to a close. You tired? Thank you for your patience. He said, I was talking on power of prayer, power of speech, power for holy life. Amen. He said, that's what the Holy Ghost is to do. Wow. To pray, to speak, and to live a holy life. You can't do it without it. Some of you people walking along saying, well, I just can't quit drinking. I just can't quit this. The Holy Ghost comes to live in you to make all these, amen, praise God, go away from you. Make women stop cutting their hair. Make them quit wearing shorts. Church, you can't do it because Brother Branham said it. Of course, you'll do it again. But when the Holy Ghost is in you, you'll stop it. Amen. Make them quit tattling. You know, we talk too plenty. Oh, yes, that's what it is for. To make you holy life. It'll follow the instruction of the Bible every time. It gives unction to the preacher. It gives holiness to the group. It sets the church in order. It brings a unity of spirit. It's to unite us together with power. It's to unite us together with love. Brotherly love. I don't care if you're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian. Amen. Praise God. Once the Holy Ghost comes, that goes. You see a brother. Amen. If we are all being one Holy Spirit baptized into one body and become members of the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's what we have to come to there. It says here, each person sitting here is filled with something. Amen. Amen. You can't say you're empty. You're filled with something. Yeah. Then I'm going to choose. Amen. I may have. He says, you're filled with something. You can't sit there without being full of something. You've got a life in you. That life governs you. And that life is governed by a spirit. Now, you might be full of the world. Loving the world and the things of the world. Amen. Praise God. He says, and now you may be full of religion. And that's the worst yet. If you think the world is bad. He said, religion is worse. Come on, we pretend. Amen. That's right. The Bible said it in the last days. Amen. Be very religious, having a form of godliness, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. If you're full of religion, you're miserable. Just religion, that's all. If you're full of creed, amen, you don't know what you're talking about. If you're full of the world, you're blind. And then again, you may be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I hope you are. And if you're not, I hope you get full. And if you're full of the Holy Ghost, what you got, you've got power. You've got love. You've got peace. Amen. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. Amen. You got peace. You're sealed. You got a sign. Amen. You got rest. You got joy unspeakable and full of glory. You're anchored. Amen. That's what you're with. the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you got full of the Holy Ghost, you have passed from death unto life. Waiting for the general resurrection in the last days. Church, this is what Job was waiting for. The general resurrection. Amen. Brother Man says, hey, one more script. He says, John, amen, 12:24. Let me quote this. He says, if an ear of corn fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. Hallelujah. It's absolutely essential and necessary and compelling and compulsory that you receive the Holy Ghost now. For if you don't, you can't come in the resurrection. Now, a sister was singing. Amen. She feels something. Brother says, if you feel the last tug, don't turn it away. What is the Holy Ghost? God in you. What is it for? To continue his work among his people, to bring his church together, to bring a church to a place in this day, far beyond the Lutheran, the Methodist, the Pentecostal, into a place of adoption. Amen. Rapturing grace, that when this part of the church, when the Spirit moves into this church here, it'll just raise and it will bring forth all the redeemed that's touched that Spirit. It will bring forth every redeemed that touched that Spirit. Church, if you recognize that Spirit is here today and you are a redeemed, you know your Redeemer, you touch resurrection power. Amen. He says, please, let me persuade you, my Christian brother or sister. Don't let this revival pass you. You must receive the Holy Ghost. What is it? The Spirit of God. What is it for? To lead you, guide you, fill you, sanctify you, call you out of the church. What is a church? What does the word church mean? Call out, separate. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Alien, away from the world, pilgrims and strangers, professing that we have here no earthly city. Toronto is not your city. North America is not heaven, church. Amen. We have here no earthly city that we desire to live in. This place will fail, church. Heavens and earth will pass away. Now, in closing here, as Abraham and Isaac and Jacob sojourned, dwelling in tents in the land, they professed they were pilgrims and strangers. The seed of their here, the here back there, the father the here, amen, we are their seed. And they was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God, amen. They were searching, and today their seed is still looking for a city that is to come. Church, it is here. Your life, what we have received today, will bring the resurrection. Will bring the change. Saints, when Abraham met him, he was changed. Sarah was changed. But they were changed to be changed again. Because they still went into the ground. When he called Lazarus from the grave. Yes. Amen. Yes. You see why? Because he had resurrection power in him. Amen. Amen. When he was made manifest, the dead had to rise. Yes. When the sons of God, the Bible says, the world groaneth and travaileth for the manifestation of the sons. That's right. And just as how he brought the resurrection, church. Amen. You and I, with the fullness today, will bring forth the general. Amen. The general. Amen. Resurrection. Amen. It will be over. Amen. They will be changed. Not to be changed again. Amen. They will change from corruption. Amen. To incorruption. Amen. Let us stand, saints. As Brother Nelson comes, I just want to read this scripture in closing. 1 Thessalonians 4. First Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Amen? Amen. That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Amen. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Amen. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, amen, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So there are going to be some people that will cheat that, because you've received the fullness of the power that this corruption will one day, this mortal will one day put on immortality. Let us comfort one another with these words. God bless you, saints. I give you over to the pastor.
Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.